The Daily News is a pantoum, meaning that it is composed of a series of quatrains with repeating lines from one stanza to the next. The effect is a bit like a chant or incantation. It gives the reader the sense that the speaker is consumed by some idea or emotion that he or she just can't shake, like a recurring thought that pops up whether you will or not. The repetition seems almost like background then, a refrain playing behind the everydayness, or in this case, the daily news, that pushes the rest of the world ahead in time. In some ways, the speaker lags, though time moves on. And that's just what we have here. The speaker has lost someone dear, and always there is the thought, I wonder what you'd think if you were here. Anyone who has lost someone important to them has this habit. The thought is one that you will ponder for as long as you live, and that keeps you, even if ever so minutely, in the past, despite the onslaught of time and the news of the day. The world moves on, so do you, even though you've lost someone you love. But the repetition that the pantoum form allows for hints that you don't forget. The pantoum allows for the speaker and the reader to take some steps forward, for sure, but then also some steps back. It and we move back and forth in time. I find also that the speaker despairs, that the world seems not to have improved since the time when the two, perhaps a beloved, perhaps a parent, were together. Conditions could have gotten better, wars, global warming, even the cubs, but they haven't. All the world that the speaker seems to have had when younger has become a bit faded. The world has not worked out. The same problems appear again and again, despite the ardor that the two might have felt in earlier times, that they could change the world for the better. The story is the same, however. Progress, if there is any, takes one step forward and two steps back.